Like how you treat your parents, how you treat the one who's older than you, your elders, and, you know, religion-wise and stuff, you know, Christmas, Easter, you know, different, yeah. We were still small, so I don't go no dancing. I left when I was 11, so I don't go any dances then. But when we go on vacation, they have fiesta. They call it fiesta, like dancing. The same as here. I think sometimes they're more advanced in dancing over there because you get influenced by you know, somewhere in Asia or Europe. Uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh. That's what I heard. I don't know if that's true or not. Yeah. Over there, you always have what they call a blackout. Sometimes, you know, sometimes electricity, there's none. Oh, for some reason during the day, because I guess they don't have enough or whatever, and a lot of people are using it, so you have a blackout sometimes, at least a couple of times a day, I think it is. I think, you know, when I was going to school, high school, applying for college is what you want to be, and it was a lot harder and more expensive. I think if I had to do it over, I maybe would have listened to what my mom and dad wanted and would have gone back to the Philippines and study. You know, because it seems like they had a little bit of a better experience in going to school back there, I think, in a way. I don't know. They have more, you know, concentrated on studying and stuff. But in here, you have your working and then you're studying. So it kind of takes you longer, I think, or some. Most of my life is here. Mm-hmm. I only spent there the first 11 years, so I wouldn't, I don't think, yeah.